Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. He's been out and about, and he's been training people how to do things that most people don't want to do and don't want to have to do. And at the same time, sometimes find themselves having to do. But joining us again from Combat Speed LLC is Super Dave Harrington. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bill. How's things going for you?
It goes. How was the gig in Camden?
It was an exceptional gig. I mean, normally things... in my realm, play themselves out based on the makeup of the crew that I'm working with, because I can only take people as far as they're willing to get based on their ability level. And the way this gig came together on a short fuse, and it was just an exceptional group of guys. Everything, you know, the solar system lined up. I was able to take these guys as far as I possibly could within the given, you know, time frame and logistics. But everything clicked from beginning to end. It was awesome.
What were you teaching? I'm sure it was some sort of handgun course. What?
Well, actually, this was integrated weapons for urban combat program. Running integrated weapons, meaning relying on your pistol as a secondary in support of your primary carbine. You know, be that AR or AK. You know, assault weapon type, primary weapon. And it worked out real well. I mean, as far as kit goes, you know, full kit, body armor, headgear, that type of thing.
Right.
And everybody was outfitted correctly, had no major kit and equipment issues. And just the makeup of the crew, it's a little difficult to describe, but if you were to do it on a skill level, I would say the least skilled individual in the group was at least a high intermediate level guy. You follow me?
I do.
And you know, I made it, you know, clear from the very beginning. You know, I run a hot range. I expect people and require individuals to do the right thing at the right time every time. And they're held responsible and accountable for everything they do. And it's amazing because in a lot of respects, you don't get that everywhere. You know, I expect people to conduct themselves as freely and professionally as they are required to do so based on the capacity in which they work. Or even if, you know, you're just a civilian with a carry license, you know, do the right thing at the right time every time, no matter where you're at or what you're doing. And it works really well. that was one of the feedback points that was, a common thread amongst the crew was, that's a rare opportunity for them to be able to freely interact with their kit and equipment, no matter where they're at or what they're doing, during the, as long as you're within the scope of the program. And I can't say enough about that crew. I cannot remember when the last time everything just clicked like it did for this gig. It was very enjoyable. It was enjoyable for me to watch these guys learn, because basically, in respect to what I do and how I do it, I use the individuals based on what I am asking them to perform, what they're performing, and how they're performing it actually creates the learning environment. And the onus is on each individual to do the right thing at the right time every time. And, or simply make a decision.
Right.
You know, at any point in time, you can see the wheels turning and burning. And when somebody would look to me for guidance, I just simply tell them to make a decision and execute. Because one of the hardest things for me to quantify in respect to what I do and how I do it is providing guys an opportunity for freedom of thought and freedom of action. Make a decision. It may not be the best decision, but it's a decision. And you're working. You're actively engaged with what is going on around you. You're not standing there drawing a blank, trying to figure out what is the next thing you should be doing based on your evaluation of being conditioned to evaluate what you're doing on a right or wrong level. There is no right or wrong in respect to evaluating, your surroundings, being switched on, and acting on what has taken place in an aggressive manner. It's I can't put enough emphasis on freedom of thought and freedom of action in that respect, because the simple fact of the matter is, training and practice is critical. Rehearsals are critical. But the primary point that I push is make a decision and act on it. It's similar to, just a basic 5-point contingency plan based on, your daily goings on and your overall sense of awareness of what's going on about you. You have to detect the threat, locate it, identify it, make a decision in respect to, are you within your rules of engagement, and then act on it. So you have to detect, locate, detect, locate, identify, and decide and act. And it's really that simple. But we're conditioned, as we're brought up, just kind of culturally, to evaluate what we're doing based on a right or wrong mindset. But when it comes to, fighting with guns or having to do violence to protect yourself, there is no right or wrong.
Hold right there, if you will.
Right.
We're going to continue this when we get back. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and I wanted you to finish your thought, so please do.
Right. In respect to the trail end of the first segment, what it boils down to is, you know, you have to, in respect to paying attention to what's going on around you when you're out and about, you have to detect, locate, identify, decide, and act on any threat towards you or your loved ones. Well, you can't measure your decision points by right or wrong. You don't have time for that. The only thing that you need to be concerned about are you within your rules of engagement? And if you are, then do what is necessary to eliminate the threat to you or your loved ones. The only thing that comes into the play of the problem in respect to right or wrong is the judgment call you make in respect to being within your rules of engagement. Otherwise, the only thing you really need to be concerned about is surviving the action. With forensics being what they are today, no matter, how it plays out, if you have a solid forensics crew, you're going to be able to map out exactly what took place. So there is no, I would not be concerned. The only serious decision point that needs to be made on my part is, am I within my rules of engagement to protect myself and my loved ones? And once I have made that decision, the answer being yes, and it's time to do violence and survive the action.
I hear you. All right, so I have an issue. I got a problem. I don't know if you've, and maybe you have had to deal with this. I don't know. I can't imagine you not dealing with this. And the reason I'm asking you this is because I'm pretty sure you go places that I would not be, I would not consider to be gun friendly.
Correct.
So you go to places, you train people that I don't consider, into places I don't consider to be gun friendly. So SHOT Show is coming up. And when I go to SHOT Show, I have decided that I am no longer going to put my life and everything else in the hands of some airline, since they don't seem to have too much of a handle on what time management and everything is. And even though it's going to take me longer, I'm going to drive.
Okay.
I did my best James Yeager imitation, went out, bought the biggest pickup truck I could afford to do it. And I'm going to drive out there. And one of the things I'm thinking is that normally when I say, well, if I'm an hour or so away from the house, I need to be prepared to deal with a whole bunch of different scenarios should they arise. Now, there's a couple of things that I have to take into consideration. I'm going into Las Vegas, where the known presence of an AR-15 in any configuration from anybody is going into a hotel, staying at a hotel. Now, I'm not going to stay on the Strip. I've decided to not spend that much money on SHOT Show.
Right.
Actually, it's going to cost me more. Hopefully, it's going to cost me more in gas to get there than it will to stay in a hotel there.
Right.
That's my plan. And for that reason, I'm just wondering, the only way I can think of to do it without making anybody nervous is to break down the gun and stick it in my luggage and hide it in my luggage.
Absolutely.
Now, when you travel, do you ever say to yourself, well, because of where I'm going and the fact that they're sort of nervous Nellies and everything, I'm just not going to take anything to make them nervous? Or do you say, I'm going to travel the way I normally travel, and I'm just going to adapt as to the way it is out there to where if nobody needs to see it, nobody's going to see it? How do you do that?
Well, see, that's an interesting question, to say the least. There's the biggest issue is, like, I'm going to reference it as a truck gun, right? A small carbine.
Yeah.
Rifle caliber carbine.
Yes, sir.
It could even be a pistol caliber carbine. The fact of the matter is, you should have, as long as you're in the vehicle traveling, you should have immediate access to it. Otherwise, it's not doing you any good locked up. Unless you have, a handgun on your person that, you're wearing a gun rig and you have immediate access to a firearm, then the truck gun would augment the pistol. But as long as you're traveling, to include, like, stop to get fuel or whatever, my carbine, I have immediate access to my carbine. I'm going to stop and get fuel or whatever. I just throw a couple of towels over it, you know, to disguise it.
Right,
know?
Right.
When I get to my destination, I have to have positive control or security of the firearm. Now, if I'm going to take it into the hotel room, I'm obviously not going to be going out about me leaving it unsecured in the room. I would leave it secured in my vehicle. Then there becomes the additional security requirement of having your truck gun in your vehicle and then breaking contact with the vehicle. Now, the first entity that comes to mind in respect of vehicle security is Truck Vault. Truck Vault makes, and there's other companies much like Truck Vault that make vehicle-specific security boxes, whether they go under the seat, behind the seat, and bed of the truck. There's a pretty good selection of options in respect to the level of security and, of course, the item itself based on what type of firearm you're trying to secure. In the event that you don't have, well, first of all, allow me to digress just a second. Anything, no matter what level of security I provide for the firearm or firearms in my vehicle, they're secure and I break contact with the vehicle. It's still a matter of, can I afford to lose it? You know, it's more of a mental thing than anything. If I break contact with my vehicle, my weapons are as secure as possible within the realm of common sense and money. But I do understand that if anybody wants it bad enough, they'll do what is necessary to get it. So therefore, I have to be willing in respect to losing it or having it stolen.
Tell you what, hang on right there. I lost track of time talking to Super Dave Arrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the second day in a row, Russian missiles have hit the power supply in Lviv in western Ukraine. The city's mayor writing on social media that 30% of Lviv is temporarily without electricity, and the water supply for two districts in the city has been interrupted as well. This as NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says that the organization's nuclear planning group will discuss the possibility of Russia using nuclear weapons on Thursday.
The fundamental purpose of NATO's nuclear deterrent has always been to preserve peace, prevent coercion, and deter aggression.
Gas prices keep climbing. AAA puts the national average for the price of regular at $3.92 a gallon. That's up a penny from Monday and 12 cents higher than a week ago. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I've got a little conundrum. I've asked Super Dave's opinion, his advice on this, and he's talking to me, giving it to me, and all this other stuff. And so I had to interrupt you in mid-thought. Can you afford to lose it? Okay, tell me about it.
It's a simple formula. If you do not have positive control of whatever item, but we're speaking specifically of, you know, your protective firearms in your vehicle, you have to do the math in respect to, you know, your investment. You know, what did it cost? What did not just the firearm cost, but what, you know, the package cost? And what I mean by that is by the time you, you know, set your firearm up legitimately with a quality aiming device, be it an aim point or other electronic sight, you know, a low power variable optic with an offset electronic, a weapons light, additional magazines, ammunition, and whatever you need to service that firearm, it can run into a pretty good piece of change. And the reality is you have to be willing to lose it without getting too spun out. Because, you know, if the criminals want it, they're going to find a way to get it. And if you don't have positive control of it, you're going to break contact with your vehicle. You have to be willing to lose it. You know what I mean?
I do.
So, in a sense, it's, you know, a working firearm. So you have to consider what would the penalties be if you were just to leave your vehicle unsecure and people, you know, criminals had immediate access to it. Not a good thing. But there are times where, well, for example, pumping gas, getting gas. you stop for fuel, you have to use the restroom or whatever, you're not going to get through the nut roll of, you know, exposing yourself or the weapon to secure it in a lockbox or whatever mechanism you have to secure it. You're going to disguise it, cover it up, deny visual access to it in the vehicle or to the firearm. And, you know, you're going to break contact with it for, I don't know, 5-10 minutes, say, 15 minutes max. Take care of business, come back to your vehicle, finish pump the fuel, or, you know, take off. There's always going to be moments, and it's all risk versus gain equation. Based on what you need to accomplish, how much time it's going to take to do it, and how long you work in contact with your vehicle. And from a security standpoint, you have to take into consideration where you park. Do you park in a well-lighted area? Is a well-lighted area available? Are you able to park near the front of the business where it's most active and people are less likely to have the time to get into the vehicle and land sack it? It's all risk versus gain. But coming back to my original point of interest is anything that I have in my vehicle and that I choose to leave in my vehicle when I break contact with it, I have to be willing to lose it, because you'll never eliminate the risk of, you can only mitigate it. You're not going to eliminate it of the potential of somebody ransacking your vehicle.
This truck vault that you're talking about as an example, and is it pretty foolproof, that kind of a system? Does that work pretty good?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Truck vaults, very good. There's another company called DECT, D-E-C-K-E-D, DECT. And they make the truck bed inserts that have the organizing drawers in them. You know, the drawers are like the length of the bed of the truck. You normally have two different sizes, and they pull out. You know, they unlock and pull out. And you have the, as far as the layers of security, pretty much all, you know, modern tailgates lock themselves. There's any number of manufacturers that make bed covers of, you know, various types and materials. And, you know, of course, you know, the toppers you can put on the back of your truck. But if it's man-made, it can be defeated. So how many, not just one layer of security, you should have at least two.
Right.
With the security provided by the vehicle locks being the first layer. And then, you know, a truck vault or a deck system, an additional system that can be secured or locked.
So at the very level, it's almost like I should be thinking to myself. One of the things I was thinking, like, if I go park the vehicle and I have it in some sort of a secured setup in the bed of the truck,
right,
and I back up in there to where the tailgate would not open. Anything that is man-made can be defeated.
Right.
But that would be about the hardest thing that could be, because they would have to figure out a way either to knock the wall out of the way or to pull the vehicle up forward, which would, I got to break into it, crank it, all this other fun stuff. And, at the very least, it makes it really, really difficult.
Yeah, you do whatever you need to do to make it as difficult as possible and not worth the exposure time it's going to take to defeat whatever mechanisms you have and steal the firearm. Now, something else, which is more along the lines of psychological security, is the vehicle itself. You know, if you have, you know, all these, you know, pro firearm stickers on your vehicle, you know, kill them all, let God sort them out.
Right.
That type of stuff on your vehicle.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're basically labeling your, labeling the fact that your vehicle has firearms in it. Or potentially does.
The only thing I have on my vehicle is a tag, a personalized tag on the front that says Lock and Load with Bill Frady. And it has my logo on the front. I have no other stickers on it at all. And you know, if you're looking at my vehicle, you're probably wondering why I don't have stickers on it. Because I know exactly what you're talking about. I see it all the time. You know, my cold dead hands, SIG. You know, Glock, you know, Glock stickers, all the, you know, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right. Yeah, I don't play that game. My vehicle is pretty much sterile of that type of stuff. I don't do anything to draw attention to what I do or what I do it with. And, you know, I just become the other gray vehicle in the parking lot.
Right. So, you know what? We're about to run out of time, so I haven't really been able to point out how to find you, so let's do that first. If you want to follow Super David, it's a very easy thing to do. He is available in a whole bunch of different ways. On Facebook, he is Dave Harrington or Super Dave Harrington, Dave being the personal page. Super Dave is the professional page. He has a YouTube channel, Super Dave Harrington. You can follow him on Instagram at sdave_Harrington, and his website is combatspeed.com. When he's not out doing gigs, he's figuring out what he's going to do the next time he's doing a gig. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word demo, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington. We're talking about my road trip to SHOT Show, which I'm about as far away from SHOT Show as I can be and still be on the continent. Maybe you, are you going to SHOT Show this year?
Negative.
Negative. You don't like SHOT Show?
No, I did the SHOT Show. It's just, I'm kind of waiting to see how the fallout is going to affect the SHOT Show.
Fallout.
You know, with the pandemic and all of the, just the, you know, I don't do well in crowds.
Right.
Like the mass humanity events.
Yeah.
I try to stay away from them, but I guess in a sense, you can say I'm kind of burned out on the SHOT Show.
Right.
I love going. I love the opportunity the SHOT Show provides to see old friends and meet new people, new acquaintances. But it's very exhausting. It would be the best way to describe it. Because when I go to SHOT Show, in order to hit all of the critical notes for myself, it's an everyday full-time job.
Right.
And it carries over into the dinners and the, you know, the evening events and stuff like that. Well, I'm just not, you know, with my current medical condition with my heart, which, you know, AFib, I don't feel up to it. Now, hopefully, I'm supposed to see a doc on the 27th, October 27th.
Right.
And try to get a line on it. But right now, I'm doing everything I can to take care of myself. I kind of feel like I'm on half power. That's the effect of AFib for me. I'm just dialed in on about 50% power. And I can ramp it up. And like I did for the last couple, 3 days, to pull off the gig, but I'm exhausted and it'll take me a couple, 3 days to recover.
Well, I totally get that. See, for me, whereas I have a radio show, this is a time to go out and make new business relationships. And at the same time, since I'm a content creator, it's a time to go out and create a bunch of content that I otherwise couldn't create. It's where everybody's at one time.
Right.
So I can actually,
exactly.
Although with very few exceptions, it's all going to be at the Sands, which I wish we could do more range stuff out there. It'd be nice to, and I never go to that shooting day where you can go out and shoot all the guns. I never go to that.
Right.
I don't know why. I just don't want to. Industry day, I think they call it. I don't go out there.
Right.
I used to, I may be going to a party for Agency Arms, which is sort of fun because they do some really funky stuff with some of these plastic fantastic pistols, but that'll be about it. That'll be my range time. But anyway, in any event, I'm going to be driving about 2,000 miles.
Okay.
So that's where part of my thing is where I want to take a longer weapon to where if I had to get out and do something a little more serious that I would have that. It's better to have it not need it versus the other one. What else would you carry? What other kind of stuff would you carry with you just in case?
Well, as far as providing overall security for the trip, the first thing I'm going to consider is what do I need to have to support my vehicle? You know, fluids, additional fluids. And it does not matter. You know, a lot of people, you know, well, it's a brand new truck. You know, I shouldn't have any problems. Well, if it's man-made, it can fail. So at a minimum on road trips, you know, I have additional cooling fluids, oils. I don't rely on the tire changing kit that comes with the vehicle. I have, you know, like a 3-ton Ford jack in the back of the truck.
Right.
All of the tire changing tools, quality tire changing tools you can imagine. I have, flat, you know, tire repair kits. And I have high quality tires on the vehicle, so I'm less likely to have to deal with a flat tire. But if I do, or I experience any technical issues like a ruptured cooling hose or anything like that, I can make, you know, adequate repairs until I can get it to a shop to have it addressed properly. But you have to focus on your mobility.
Right.
And the only thing that I can see that may become problematic is, you know, vehicles are so computerized today. If you have electric problems, you're probably pretty much done.
Right.
But in lieu of that and being able to deal with electrical issues, I have a combat load of fuses and various types of fuses. To address any electrical problems. That's about the extent of what I can do. The a test light, you know, a simple test light would go a long way. Better to have it, not need it. The shifting focus to from the vehicle, what would I need personally? What are the weather conditions? What type of clothing would I need in an emergency type scenario? Warm gear, hot gear, rescue devices, VS-17 panel, lights, lighting, the various types of light that you may need. Food and water. I like to carry at least enough food and water for a 72-hour period. Because even though we, you know, remotely out west, it's much more of an issue, you know, driving through large unoccupied areas. Could be a problem.
Could be.
You don't know.
Could be. Well, and I
try to cover down on all that.
Right. One thing that I'm trying to do, and I can't find it for some reason. I've got a friend who may have to do it. Do you ever carry any spare fuel?
Good point. A 2.5 gallon can. 2.5 gallon can of gas. Now, dig this. In respect to, you know, some people have like the quarter tank rule, right? When you are down to a quarter tank, you start looking for a station to fill up. Well, I don't do that. I have a half tank rule. Because By the time I'm down to a half tank, I have plenty of time to find plenty of time and fuel I should. Now, this is based on planning your route. You have to plan your route and then adjust accordingly. I may have just filled up recently, and let's say I'm down to 3/4 of a tank. Well, the next leg of my trip is the long leg. So before I hit the long leg of the trip, I'll go ahead and top the tank off, even though I'm only down a 4th tank. I'll go ahead and top it off before I hit the long leg of the trip.
Right.
You see what I mean?
I do.
So from a fuel standpoint, that's going to be based on, you know, your routes, your terrain, and the built-up areas along the route. I've never had to stress about fuel with a half tank rule.
Right. Well, I have thought about that. I've got some things. Some they're called Trax packs. They're flat gas cans. But I need to be mounted to something, and since I just have a standard pickup bed with a cover or a liner in it, that's going to be sort of difficult, but I have a friend who may be able to do it. But, hey, I'm about to run out of time, so thank you very much for joining me today, and you can find Super Dave at CombatSpeed.com if you want to hook up with him and have a class with him, which everybody should want to do that. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill.
Of course, hour number two is inbound, where it's just going to be me doing a whole lot of ranting. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.